Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all and hope that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. So we are real live. Going to war, at war, in the midst of war, some war shit is happening in the United States of America. And let me tell you something, I don't like it, not one bit. I don't like nothing about it. Initially, like, I didn't know what to think. I'm not going to say I thought it was a joke. But initially, my mind hadn't really settled into the fact that I'm now about to be living through a war. Like, my mind wasn't there. And I think now things are starting to, like, really settle in. When I was younger, you know, there were issues with Afghanistan. But now, and I didn't understand back then. However, as a whole, as adult, I'm realizing, like, shit is changing over here, and I don't like nothing about it at all. Gas was already through the roof. I was paying, what, $3 and some change for gas? I remember when I first started driving, I was 16 years old. Gas was $1.27, no more than $1.50. I could fill my tank up on $15, $20 and be gone all week, 2 weeks at that. Now I got to fill my tank up every 3 or 4 damn days, and it is like, how much did I put in my tank today? $64? $64, that's probably going to last me until maybe 3 days from now. 3 or 4 days max from now, it's going to put me to a half a tank, and then I got to go fill my tank up from half a tank because I refuse to let my tank go under half because then I'm going to be spending more money. It's crazy. The price of groceries is going up. Gas has gone up. Airfare has gone through the roof. I had so many plans this summer, and I'm over here second guessing it. Like, am I going to sit my ass in the backyard this summer, or what am I going to do? Like, what is happening here? I don't know how to respond to this war that we are now in, and it is making me nervous. I've been talking to a couple of my girlfriends, and, you know, we laugh and joke about New Year's. Like, we all made posts and told everybody, scream Jumanji at midnight instead of Happy New Year. And it really feels like everybody said Happy New Year instead of Jumanji, and we are still stuck in this damn game that has been going on for now 2 years, since 2020. The world ain't been right since 2020. I don't know if we in Jumanji, if it's Oregon Trail, or whatever else. But get me the fuck out of here. I don't like this at all. And I am really nervous for what is about to happen to people's mental stability. Because with gas going up the way that it is, with the prices of food going up the way that it is, I'm worried that we are entering, like, this purge season. And I don't really know how to handle that. So I've only seen one of the purges. I think it's like 5 of them. But the first one, I'm not going to lie, the first Purge movie scared the shit out of me. And I always thought that it was going to be a real thing at some point. Like, in the back of my mind, I knew this could really be a thing. It's a possibility that this could be a thing. And then when Trump got in office, I was like, we are really about to have this happen. And now that he's out, I'm like, okay, we made it. He's out, and things may change. Listen, things changed, and I don't necessarily know that things changed for the better. I'm more worried about the purge now than I was 4 years ago. I'm, like, anxious. My anxiety done kicked in a little bit. I'm trying to figure out what is happening. I done bought seeds from the Home Depot and Lowe's because I got a garden that I'm building out back just in case these groceries get a little too out of hand. I can go right in the backyard, pick my own fruits and vegetables, wash them off, cook them, and be just as fine. But I don't really know what's happening, and I'm worried about people's mental health in terms of this war and where it's putting people financially. Because when people don't have money, people tend to act crazy. All robberies, majority of the crimes that are, you know, involving any type of robbery, stealing, theft, sometimes murder, money is the root. People that don't have money, I'm not going to say aren't mentally stable, but people that don't have money aren't necessarily in a place in which they are stable enough to use their resources around them versus hurting other people. Okay, we are now in a world where these young folks don't care about nobody. Like when I was growing up, it was different. When I was growing up, when my parents were growing up, things were very different. Kids and women were off limits, and whatever like gang rivalries or, you know, street code, whatever, children and women were off limits. Nowadays, these young folks out here don't care about nobody. They don't care about nothing. And with the way we are moving now, gas being almost $7 in some places, the price of food going up to ridiculous amounts. I went and bought strawberries yesterday, and the strawberries were like $6.99. I usually pay $2.99 a pound for strawberries. $6.99 for a pound of strawberries. So fruits and vegetables and the meat, all of that is going up. And I'm fearful of those that aren't really fortunate and how that's going to turn out, which is why I feel like we are entering like one of these purge sessions, or the days of the purge are going to become reality. And I don't really know how too many people are going to pan out. I'm not saying that, you know, everybody's going to be burning shit down or that type of thing. However, I'm very concerned about the nature of the beast. I'm really concerned about what's happening with this newfound war. And when it first happened, it's been about 2 weeks now. When it first happened, I remember watching a clip on the internet, because I don't have cable here. I refuse to pay $200 for cable. So I was watching it on my Fire Stick. I watch TV on my Fire Stick, but I happened to pull up a clip on the internet. And when I pulled up the clip, it was Putin saying, you know, don't interfere, pretty much, or else. And I feel like, you know, the U.S. is one of those children that your mama be like, don't touch that button. And here come the little badass child and touch the button. So I don't really know what we're in for. However, I will say this. I'm mentally preparing myself for whatever is about to happen. And I've been talking to my friends and my family members about it, just to kind of see where everybody's head is. My mom is more so chill. Like, my mom is 72. And she's just like, yeah, it is what it is. Like, what? But she's been through some things. So she's seen a lot. She's been through a lot. And she's not necessarily concerned about it. My father is the same way. My father is like, well, we here now. Me, on the other hand, I'm like, I don't like this. I don't like nothing about it. But what can you do? Do you stop living your life? Do you stop traveling? Do you stop flying? Do you walk everywhere you go because now gas is through the roof? You can't not eat. So it's like you're forced to spend money on things that are becoming ridiculously priced and unavailable to so many people. And I fear that those people that things aren't available to, it is going to take a toll. And we are going to see a different side of the United States that we have yet to see. I'm very anxious. I don't even want to say I'm curious just to see how this is going to play out, because I'm not curious at all. There's no part in me that wants to know how this is going to play out. I just want to know that we're going to make it out all right. But I feel like part of me feels like we are living in our last days, which is why all of this is happening. And for that reason, I think that is why I am so hell-bent now on wanting to see everything that I can while I can. I want to travel more. Last year, I feel like I didn't travel as much as I wanted to. Matter of fact, I know I didn't. Last year, I went to Vegas and I went to Florida. The year before that, I had gone to Dallas. I had gone to Mexico. I had gone to Atlanta. I was all over the place. The year before that, I was in Jamaica. I was going driving to Philly for cheesesteaks just because I could. Like, I was all over the place. But last year, I kind of had to sit still for a minute and regroup. But now I'm back. I just got back in town a couple weeks ago from being on the West Coast. It was amazing. But I plan on seeing more and living a little more while I can, because I don't know what the future holds. And I've never really been more concerned about what the future holds until recently. We are now. So there's now a trucker's convoy coming through my area. And I'm not really sure what their end goal is. I feel like they came a little late anyway. I feel like they were supposed to be here for State of the Union, and we passed that now, about a week past that, so I feel like everybody is a little tardy for the party, but they're here now. I'm curious to see how this is going to play out. I really don't know what's happening, and I feel like I'm a little too close to comfort, but we're gonna see what happens. But I hope everyone is mentally preparing for whatever is about to happen. For me, I'm still meditating. I'm still learning yoga and doing things for me and trying to stay in a peaceful place, because if I focus on any of this, I know I'm going to lose my mind. And I wish I could say I'm not even worried about COVID anymore. And honestly, I'm not necessarily worried about COVID. Not that COVID has gone anywhere, or if it has, people are not really talking about COVID anymore. And I'm a little concerned about that, because what the fuck happened? We were just at COVID this, COVID that. Like, you couldn't open your eyes, couldn't sneeze, you couldn't blink without seeing COVID everywhere. Now it's just like you're not really hearing about COVID. It kind of just disappeared, or it didn't disappear, but nobody's talking about it anymore. It's a little weird. Like, people are lifting mask mandates, and, you know, now you can walk around freely. It's just a lot. It's a lot going on between that and the war. I'm going to need us to figure out what is happening here and figure out what is happening here real quick. Real quick. In the meantime, like I said, I'm doing everything that I can to keep my mental at a stable place, because if not, watching the news will definitely tear you down and probably leave you in tears or confused as hell, because I'm definitely confused. But I'm going to monitor everything that is happening here, and I'm going to continue to live as best as I can in the midst of life happening, and hope and pray for the best, because that's all we can do. I still got a lot of stuff I want to do before the world, quote unquote, ends. Like, I got a lot of shit to do. So I needed to slow down a little bit, but I also need to pick up my pace in certain areas of my life, and I'm doing that. But I don't think I'm moving fast enough with everything that's happening here. So that being said, I got to get on the good foot, because I don't want to leave here not having lived life the way that I really want to. So yeah, that's all I got for y'all this week. I am about to go do something with my life. I'm not going to go watch the news, but I'm going to go work on some projects and maybe go for a walk. It's nice outside. The weather is finally breaking here, so that's a plus. So I'll catch y'all next week.